4IGEGYKI4DTY.
HKX, did you forget your own call sign, Daniel?
I was so used to seeing his old one, I couldn't switch over there, and I got tongue-tied. What you up to, Patrick?
Yeah, I went under a bridge.
The call sign, and it threw my brain for a loop there for a second. But what you up to?
He was trying to get a hold of you earlier. I talked to him for a minute.
I figured, and I know he was not feeling too good, so he was trying to clean his truck and everything today to try to get it ready, so wasn't sure if he was on.
For EJY.
Brother.
Brother of mine. And Patrick.
Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick.
Elijah, hopefully he's here to help you with whatever you needed now. He couldn't remember his own call sign.
He is getting up there in years, so sometimes I have to remind him what his name is.
Agree. I said, I'm the young man in the group. Well, kind of. Probably not mentally, though.
I'm going to get back off here and get back to work. But good to hear you both, and I'll talk to you on down long. KO4HKX. Some trees, guys.
Later, Patrick. Thanks.
Patrick. Yeah, Daniel, I wasn't telling you to call me. I was asking if you had. I was on the phone. I heard someone call over the radio. I had to mute it, so I wasn't sure if it was you on your way home.
Actually, on my way to the post office first, I got to know the office at work. Just trying to catch up on some things. We got that wedding this weekend, and I'm trying to get some
cutting in and out really bad there. I only caught the first half of what you said.
TYKI4EJY. Yeah, I'm headed over to the post office first, and then to mail off a job, and then get back to the office to work.
I have that deck material loaded up for you. I've got a couple meetings tomorrow. I was going to swing by and drop it off probably sometime after lunch, if that works for you.
I was actually going to ask you about it anyways. So that I don't kill my in-laws as they fall through the deck.
Right, yeah, well, I guess it depends on how much you love them.
Rail lunch should be good. I should be home. I don't think I have any meetings. So, yeah, that should work.
Well, I got a meeting at 3:30 and then one at 5, so I'll probably shoot for, I don't know, like 2:30.
There's a slight chance we may not be home, but I'll let you know if we're about to leave.
Well, if, yeah, just let me know. I mean, if you're not home, just let me know where to drop it.
In the bag underneath the deck.
That was all I needed. I'll get back to work here, finishing trying to move some stuff around in the garage. KI4EJY, I'll be clear on your last.
I'll let you know. I'm trying to figure out what we're doing tomorrow, but I'll confirm with what's going on and let you know. But, yeah, cool. All right, I'll talk to you later. KI4DTY, and I'm on the side.
DJW Mobile.
WKN4VWA.
I'm
separation. No saturation in the front end of the receiver, huh?
That's right. Yes, sir. Pick your brain for just a second. I've got nice, heavy tripods. And what kind of pole do you think I could find besides a spider pole? A spider pole is so flexible. It's just, I'm trying to think of something stiff that I could take down in sections of about 8 foot each that I could get up to 30 feet in a tripod.
One at the house that I haven't ever used yet, and I've had it for about 10 years. And it's supposed to be 30 feet long, and it's telescoping, and I don't know how it works, but it's also got those rings that you tie off, rings that go up to certain lengths, and you tie off the, you guy it with those rings. You're welcome to try that if you want to. It might be a bit large in diameter for a tripod, but I don't think you need a tripod with it. I think you just need a stake in the ground. You put it over the stake in the ground, and then you raise each section up and guide them off as you raise them up.
Well, now, see, that's the other concept. Now, my tripod is like 5 or 6 feet around, rather about 5 or 6 feet from its center point out on each leg. So it's a very stable tripod. What is that mast made of? Is it aluminum?
It probably weighs between, I don't know, 50 to 60 pounds. It's pretty heavy.
Well, if I could just find the right size and schedule aluminum tubing, then I could probably do it with 3 8-foot sections of aluminum tube to collapse into each other. But I cannot seem to find that anywhere.
That one piece is a quarter inch wall thickness on a 24-foot piece of aluminum. that's just one piece of aluminum. I don't know if you need it to be more compact than that, but that's another option too.
It's hard to haul 24 foot in a pickup truck.
It can be done, but you're right. I don't know. I'm just thinking about options. I think that push-up pole is probably your best. I got that one when, let's see, that came from the Lawrenceville Ham Fest. I was down there, and they were selling them pretty cheap. I picked up one, and I think W4KA David picked up two or three of them. And they're made specifically for what it is that you're doing.
Comment? I didn't hear the beginning of your conversation, but you're looking at making some kind of retractable, roughly 30-foot pole. Have you considered using Schedule 40 PVC thick stuff?
Well, I've already been that route with some fiberglass, and that gets into the same realm as a spider pole. What I'm trying to do is put a pulley at the top and pull up a off-center fed dipole wire antenna. And even the spider poles, they just flex all over the place.
I'm familiar with spider pole, but I use the Schedule 40 PVC. Now, I haven't gone up 30 feet with it, but it's rigid enough, it should not flex very much. And if you get it in cascading sizes, they'll all slide into each other. So if you did 4 8-foot sections or 3 10-foot sections, you could slide them all into each other for transportation.
Interesting concept. Well, that might be something I look into. I appreciate it. I think I'd rather go with the aluminum, though. It's a little bit stiffer.
Schedule 40, is that the black PVC?
No, it's white, but it's really thick. The CPVC is the thin stuff, but the Schedule 40, man, I want to say it's about a half a centimeter thick on the walls.
That's the black stuff, but that is significantly stiffer than the white stuff.
I'm familiar with the black stuff. I've been using the white Schedule 40, and if I want to, I can paint it black, or I have one on my house, I spray paint it silver so it just looks like a mask, but it's non-conductive. And if you get a 3/4 inch and above, PL259s will fit through it.
Experiment with Steve just to see, you know, what it's like. I know Matt, KF4NXS, used to build antennas out of that stuff, and they work pretty good. I think I still have one.
Well, good enough. I'll check into that. Well, in the meantime, I have arrived at my destination, and I'm going to let you guys have at it. Dave, good luck with the batteries. KF4VWA, I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
For DJW Mobile. Go ahead, Ben.
You have a good one, 73. I'll be monitoring.
Thanks, Steve. See you later. So what else is going on today, Ben?
Speaking tonight at to be in person at that. I'll pick up my dog now. I've had a real relaxed day. Did a little job searching, read some books. Painted the front porch. I got something productive done.
I busted down earlier this morning, then tried to go flying, and we got out there flying, and the wind is so choppy. It's like it flaps the wings on the airplane for you. That's just no fun. So headed back to the house, try to figure out how to get some batteries to the club meeting tonight. Supposed to pick them up last night, but didn't work out. So got to figure out another way to get some there.
I'm pretty tied up. Ride help. When you go flying, do you go to that place out near the Ennery landfill and the Mesa soccer complex?
Club, just to, you know, that's my backup in case something happens at the primary club. The primary club that I go to is, it's up in Greer, north of Greer Emin area, Emin, Campo Pagello, Greer. It's highway, what is it? Joe Factory Road and Jordan Road. It's where they come together. That's where it is. So, yes, to the one you're talking about, but I don't go there often because it's a lot. It's like 36 miles from where I live, where this other one is 6 miles.
I figured you being in, like, Taylor's or Greer or something, that would be a long route. But that's the landfill I use when I have, you know, large items to get rid of. And I noticed that a sign for the airway there. Just was curious if that was the one you went to or not.
Yeah, we're working on the one that I go to now that's up here. I used to go to that one instead. And that one is, they moved it. It used to be over at 417 and Woodruff Road. And they sold that land and built a subdivision on it. So they had to move that one from over there to the Mesa Center, right behind the Mesa Center. And it's nowhere near as good as it used to be. They're still working on it. They're trying to make it better. They're spending a lot of money, but a lot of the money is getting people steal stuff over there, and it's just hard to keep it maintained. Wind is really high. It's a high.
It seems like it is really flat out there, and it would be real gusty wind-wise.
Yeah, and it's really dirty. There's dust in the air. It's not like it's got grass all over the dirt yet. It's more like dust devils stir up all the time over there.
That can't be good for the engines, the intakes, whether it's electric or gas, especially for gas.
Yeah, the motor's more tolerant to it than the engines. The bearings on the engines don't like the dust in the air. Anyway, Ben, I'm at home. I've got to answer Johnny on figuring out what we're going to do about the battery situation. So I'll look forward to seeing you at the meeting tonight and go brainstorm on how I can solve this problem. Anyway, good talking to you. Looking forward to seeing the meeting tonight. Is it KN4ZWD or KO4DZWD? W4DJW.
4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. And I'll see if I can dig up some of the Schedule 40 PVC samples that I have and show you how they slide together and just some of what I've done with them.
I'll be there. He's going to the airplane meeting. They are on the same night at the same time. So he goes to the airplane meeting and I go to the radio meeting.
Maybe we can pass him some pictures and ideas. Cool. Well, I'll leave you to it. Again, see you tonight. Good luck with the batteries. And I'll be clear on your final 73, Dave.
See you there tonight. W4DJW clear.
MMF testing.
4 MMF KO4ZEW. You are readable.
Thank you. I'm testing out a little battery box and a little roll up J pole. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm using low power on this thing. I want to see if I could reach out and hit the repeater.
You're hitting it and you have a very clean signal.
Appreciate it, sir.
Have a good afternoon. KO4ZEW Mobile.
KN4MMF.